From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Separate bomb explosions in Afghanistan today killed at least 24 people, wounded many others. The deadliest attack occurred in Kabul when a suicide bomber approached a minibus on foot and set off his explosives. Hours later, a roadside bomb planted by insurgents went off in another part of the city. Afghanistan's chief executive, Abdullah Abdullah, has condemned the violence. Estimated 30,000 civilians have fled the Iraqi city of Fallujah in the last few days, placing a strain on aid agencies. Carl Schembri is with the Norwegian Refugee Council in Baghdad, one of the agencies trying to keep those displaced by the fighting.
Our staff are there on the ground trying to keep up with the needs, providing water, food, shelter, and basic items like mattresses. But we're running out of stocks. We're running out of funding. I myself have just been to the camps, and I've seen some of the most vulnerable people, people with disabilities, pregnant women, children, out there in the scorching heat.
The number of people who have managed to leave Fallujah since the month-long offensive began has topped 80,000. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has declared Iran victory in Fallujah, but Iraqi fighters still face snipers and bombers there. A new report says global forced displacement last year reached record-breaking levels to coincide with World Refugee Day. The UN's Refugee Agency's Global Trends report finds conflict and persecution have triggered a sharp escalation in refugees. This is VOA News. Intelligence officials in Iran today broke up a huge terror plot against Tehran and other parts of the country. The intelligence ministry said it had thwarted plans by a terrorist group to launch a series of bombings over the coming days. According to state TV, several suspects were arrested and are being interrogated in connection with the plot. Officials say the attack was planned to coincide with the Muslim holiday of Ramadan. Campaigning ahead of Britain's referendum on whether to remain in or leave the European Union resumed Sunday after 3 days of mourning prompted by the killing of a member of parliament. Recent polling data shows a tight race between the two sides ahead of Thursday's voting. Michael Gove, a British Conservative politician, has broken ranks with Prime Minister David Cameron and urged people to vote leave to better handle the challenges facing the country.
My view is that those challenges will be easier to meet, those risks will be less if we vote to leave, because we will have control of the economic levers. We'll have control over money that we currently send to the European Union, we'll have control over our own laws, and as a result, we'll be able to deal with whatever the world throws at us.
Supporters of the Remain campaign have warned of the potential for economic dislocation by leaving the EU after 43 years of membership. 1 week after the deadly mass shooting at a gay nightclub in the U.S. city of Orlando, Florida, the Senate expected to vote on a series of proposals to block gun sales to terror suspects and expand screening of people buying firearms in the United States. Meantime, U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch says they'll release information today on 3 calls that the shooter Omar Mateen made to police as he killed the people at the nightclub.
Tomorrow, for example, we'll be releasing a partial transcript of the calls between the killer and the hostage negotiators so that people can, in fact, see the type of interaction that was had there. I say partial because we're not going to be, for example, broadcasting his pledges of allegiance. We are trying not to re-victimize those who went through that horror.
Those pledges of allegiance were to the Islamic State. Investigators still interviewing witnesses and seeking more information about Mateen and others who knew him. The sun-powered Solar Impulse aircraft has taken off from Kennedy International Airport in New York today on what is expected to be a 90-hour transatlantic flight to Seville, Spain, 15th leg of a round-the-world journey, for the first time using only solar energy. It began its epic flight in March of 2015 from Abu Dhabi.
That's the latest world news from VOA.